Blog Talk Radio.
MJ said when he came back to dominate the basketball world, D. Slate and the fam is back to dominate the radio airwaves once again. We are back. We've been on a hiatus for a little bit, but it's time for us to get it in once again. We got a whole new incredible network for you guys. We got many, many incredible interviews coming up in the future of the D-Hour Radio Network, so you got to tune in. Every day or each week, you know, all the shows will be announced as far as when we'll be airing and who we'll be talking to next week. We definitely have some great interviews coming up with you guys, so definitely make sure you guys keep your ears locked for that. Keep the eyes out for all those messages concerning all the incredible shows and interviews we're going to be having. I want to thank all the fans for the D-Hour Radio Network. I know all you guys was wanting us to come back, and we're back. Me and all my people, we've been on hiatus, like I said, for a little bit, but the D-Hour Radio Network is back. It's D-Fam Thursday. Oh, yeah, D-Fam Thursday. We like to call it the D-Hour Family Thursday. You know, you never know which D-Hour, you know, Radio Network host is going to call in. That's my D-Hour family. It's D-Fam Thursday. You never know which one I'm going to call in. I got my man L.E.O., calling in with us tonight, my man, A-Town, you know, CK maybe chiming in. You just never know, my man, Lamont Ferguson. You never know how it's going to go down tonight on the D-Hour Radio Network. I want to thank you guys for hanging out and tuning in with us tonight. We got some great music. We got a lot of things we're going to be talking about. It's a lot of things that's been going on lately, you know, in America, in our neighborhoods, in the celebrity world. I mean, it's a lot of crazy things that's going on. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked. Oh, it's popping tonight. Just know it's popping. And while it's popping, ladies and gentlemen, I got my sis on the line. One of the most incredible hosts on the D-Hour Radio Network, the one and only PJ.
Hello, 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 Radio World. Welcome to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. I am your girl, Miss Fabulous. You know, you like my sexy face, right? Right?
Oh, I like how you do it, PJ. I like how you do it. I like how you do it.
Yes, yes. I am so glad to be back on air. It was a long vacay. D-Slate, I miss the family. And ladies and gentlemen, happy National Radio Day. Did you know that, D?
Look, you know what, PJ? And that's what everybody got to understand. It's written in the stars for the D-Hour Radio Network to be back. We're back. Okay?
Yes.
We're back on National Radio Day. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know how we do it. We have to make sure that it's written in the stars that the D-Hour Radio Network comes back and just stays on top, just shining like a star should always shine.
Yeah, shining like Jerry Curls in 85.
Oh, see, now you got to make her go out and give me some activator and spray some on the Jerry Curls so they can stay a little shiny, you know? They can stay a little shiny, definitely.
Well, after all, it's Throwback Thursday, right?
Oh, it's Throwback Thursday, definitely. And also, ladies and gentlemen, just know that not only are we going to be talking about some great things tonight and having some fun with you guys, playing some great music, some of your favorite hits. You know, I'm gonna be dropping Jill Scott's new single on you guys tonight, dropping Tyrese's new single on you guys tonight, as well as, you know, I got the old school double play. Oh, yeah, tonight our focus is on old school R&B groups. So I got a good one for you guys tonight for the old school double play. And we're just going to get it in with you guys. It's our welcome back show. We got nobody special on tonight. The only ones that's special is the D-Hour Radio Network family. And we're going to get it in with you guys tonight. I got my brother A-Town in the building. A-Town, what's good?
What's up, baby? How you been?
You already know, baby. What's good with it?
Man, working my behind off. That's what I'm doing, brother. Putting it down.
We got to work hard.
I got to have doctor in my name in the next year. I ain't going to be happy.
See, ladies and gentlemen, that's how we get it in. You know, my brother A-Town is about to have the PhD next to his name. And y'all already know A-Town is a part of the network. A-Town going to be dropping some of that knowledge, you know, for all you ladies and gentlemen out there who has love issues and problems and different things like that. Oh, we're going to be discussing many things tonight. A-Town going to be giving y'all a little tidbit of the knowledge tonight so that way you guys can move on with your life knowing that you felt very good listening to the D-Hour Radio Network and know that we changed your life in some type of way.
Right.
Before we really just kick it off, let me just start by saying, just to kick off a crazy topic tonight, let me just throw a name out there, Jared Fogle, the Subway guy. Where should I begin? If for all you ladies and gentlemen that don't know, Mr. Jared Fogle, the Subway guy, is in trouble with the law right now, and for, suspicions and charges of child porn and having sex with minors. Now, we don't know how it's going to go down, but, I mean, look, y'all, the Subway dude, you know, I mean, he's being charged for child porn and having sex with minors. I mean, really, PJ, I mean, how you feel?
Well, welcome everyone. Welcome, H-Town, and thank you, D, for that. You know, I'm a little bit confused. How do we go from eat fresh and eat healthy to, I want to mess with kids, or I want to be in a peculiar situation to see if lettuce or tomatoes go on top? Interesting.
I really don't get it. I really don't. PJ, I'm with you. I don't understand that. How do you go from, how do you go from eat fresh to the kindergarten? I really don't know. I really don't know how you do that. You know, I don't know how that goes down. I don't even want to take my daughter to Subway no more. I mean, that's all I'm saying. You know,
right.
I don't even know if I want to take my daughter to Subway. You know, I mean,
right.
That's just how I feel. Hey, Town, what you think, bro?
Well, I have to say that the two psychologies do not go along with each other. How you eat and how you take care of your body has nothing to do with your personal desires. So you can be a health nut who's a pedophile. I mean, that's just the way it is. But based on the way society works, once you become in the public view or you become a celebrity, there's always this moral quality that's assigned to you, and most times it's false. You know, so my warning is be careful who you make your role models, be careful who you look up to, and and demand more than just fame and notoriety when it comes to somebody you're going to call a spokesperson for you or somebody who you look up to in a role model fashion. The only thing Jared did for me, it showed that if I gave up some fast food and walked and ate some Subway sandwiches, I could lose a little weight. Other than that, I had no expectations for the man.
There it is. I mean, so, I just,
you know,
I mean, you know, he's one of the many, and it's not a lot of them, but it's a few of them who has really misrepresented the companies that they were working for. I mean, you got the situation with Martha Stewart, the situation with Paula Deen. I mean, you know, so many different individuals that was representing major brands, you know, and now, you know, have put those brands in jeopardy and had to be let go and fired for working with those people because of their lives and because of the things that they choose to do in their life. Again, just like A-Town said, you know, you just got to be careful with, you know, the people that you look up to and the people that you admire, because you never really know what type of graveyards they got hiding up in their closet. And I just know that for all my people out there, because, you know, D. Slate's got to get the word on the street. I heard that my peoples have talked to, you know, Big Javier, and they've talked to Lil Pookie, you know, up in the pen, and they said, Jared, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You can still get footlongs up in there, bro. You can still get footlongs. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's all I'm saying, you know. That's all I'm saying,
right.
You know. So.
Can I chime in for just a moment, you know, and Subway has a family-oriented feel, you know what I mean? When you think of brand and you think of marketing, when you say Subway, you think family, you think children. So he's kind of like the guy next door, you know, and looks can be deceiving, as, you know, A-Town, as his area of expertise with psychology. My background is that as well. This is a classic case for DSM-4, DSM-5 to our listeners who are, you know, pertinent to that type of feel. But that doesn't just start overnight. You know, it's time to make the donuts, it's time to make sandwiches, but you have to make decisions. And if you're in the purview of the public, again, you have to be cognizant to understand that what you do doesn't just affect you. It's the brand that is attached to your name as well. Children, really? Who does that? Children, yeah, that... It just left a bad, bad taste in my mouth. I don't know if that's an oxymoron, taste in my mouth, Subway. Moving on.
Well, I mean, for me to get serious for a second, I'll just say that, it's evident that clearly there's something wrong with the man, for him to resort to something like that. And I hope that my man Jerry does get the type of help that he needs to help get him through whatever issues he's having with that, because clearly for a grown man to want to do something like that, he's got problems mentally. So hopefully that, you know, that guy can get some help to help get him through whatever issues he's having mentally to make him want to even go that route. But good luck to him. I know he's got some court stuff coming up, and I know some big decisions is going to be made soon about his case and everything that's going on to him. But good luck to that man. Hopefully he can find peace and whatever the decision that the state is going to make as far as what's going on with him. On a brighter note, ladies and gentlemen, on a brighter note to all my brothers out there, all my sports fans, oh, football is back, baby. So you already know the season is about to start in a couple of weeks. I know all the football fans are salivating. Everybody is wondering how it's going to go down. It's been a shakeup in the season. Many players are going to different teams. So it's about to go down, and I want to say it right here on the grand reopening of the D-Hour Radio Network. I'm going to tell everybody right now. Everybody know, you know, who my squad is. I'm a cheesehead for life. But I want everybody to know that I'm going to say it right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Watch out for those St. Louis Rams. That's all I'm going to say. Watch out for the St. Louis Rams. Okay? Just for those brothers who really know football and really have been keeping up, watch out for the St. Louis Rams. I said the same thing about the Seattle Seahawks a couple of years ago, and they went into the NFL throwing down. So watch out for the St. Louis Rams. That's all I'm gonna say, brothers. Watch out for the St. Louis Rams. You know,
if I may interject again, please. May I interject? You saying,
yes,
brother?
You can't intercept.
Oh yeah, I can intercept. Well, thank you so very much to give me a set of balls. Thank you for giving me balls. Thank you for that. I would like to say men are not the only. Yes, yes. Yeah. Hey, they're not deflated, and I take offense to that because I'm from Boston, and we don't lie, and we don't cheat, and we don't deflate balls, and we're all American, and I am the perfect sin, says Tom Brady.
Hey, I knew PJ was going to say that. I knew she was going to say
you
that.
You might not do it, but Tom Brady ain't from Boston. So neither is Bill Belichick. So I'm just
saying. Okay, but I'm sorry. Our ring and our loyalty, yes, they are not from Boston. However, if you look in the cyclopedia beside Honesty, All-American football team, the best AFC team in the world, Craig, you're going to see New England Patriots.
Uh-oh.
All of our haters and our strong motivators. Yeah, keep chanting because we are the best and we are the champions, my friends.
Well, hold up. Let me say this. One, the only reason you're the champions is because the offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks is an idiot. You have one of, if not the best, red zone running back in the NFL. Matter of fact, he is so on that even when people key on him, he got in the end zone. Matter of fact, people were saying that it was over as soon as they handed him the ball, and there was nothing New England could do. And then they threw a route that was common, and it got picked off. If they had just handed that ball off, that was over. They weren't going to stop that boy. But you know what? That's what happens when you try to overthink something. You know what?
Yeah.
I got gold, but instead of spending the gold, let me see if I can spend these rocks and get the same thing. It's just overthinking. Spend the gold. You got the gold. Spend the gold. Run the dude who's the best running back in the NFL, if not in the top two or three, and call it a day.
There it is.
I give you this. You got the ring, but you didn't get the ring on skill this year. You got the ring on the idiocy of the offensive coordinator, Seattle Seahawks.
Hey, A-Town, so thank you for sharing.
That was the dumbest move I ever heard in my life. I was like, I almost broke my TV.
It's okay. It's all right,
like,
my brother.
What is this for you?
Hey, that's real talk, though. I mean, I you know what? Look, congratulations to the New England Patriots for their championship.
We are the champions.
It was,
we are the champions of the world.
They've
yes.
been They've been trying to get it for a few years and got stopped a few times. But I gotta say, A-Town, you know, he hit it on the money though, because I just knew that they were gonna hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch and it was gonna be a wrap. I just knew that it was. But hey, I mean, what can you say? I mean, the offensive coordinator made a different decision. I'm pretty sure some of the brothers on the Seahawks probably didn't know they were gonna make that decision. I mean, Richard Sherman was probably ready to run out on the field butt naked in celebration. But once he realized that it was a different play, he had to put a jacket back on and go back to the locker room in shame. I mean, look, congratulations again, you know, to the New England Patriots. But the Seattle Seahawks did make a really bad decision, and it's gonna haunt them for a few years. They might want to call the Ghostbusters. It's gonna haunt them for a few years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it normally happens that way. You know, there are winners in life and there are losers in life, ladies and gentlemen. I almost spoke something into existence, but we're going to move on. But nonetheless, yeah, to all of my New England Patriots fans out there, stay strong, my brothers and sisters. We're going to have a return victory. That's all.
Congratulations to the New England Patriots. Everybody loves clam chowder. I mean, you know, I mean, not me myself, but look, everybody loves clam chowder.
I know, Kim, but don't push me, okay?
Before we come back, I'm going to take a quick music break real quick. We got some hits for you guys. Before we come back, I definitely want to touch on with my fam. I definitely want to touch on the Bill Cosby situation. I definitely want to touch on the police brutality phenom that's been going on right now, because I have my own take on what I think is going on, but I definitely want to hear from my fam and see what they think about that. And also, what I'm going to do tonight as well, for a lot of you that who might not know, I'm pretty sure the majority of the free world has probably heard about the passing of Bobby Christina. Bobby Brown's daughter. Definitely prayers go out to Bobby and his family and Whitney Houston's family, and I know they're mourning right now, and hopefully some prayer and love from the family can definitely get them through this tragedy and what's going on with them. But I want to play one of Bobby Brown's hit songs tonight, just as a tribute to him. To say, we're sorry for your loss, and we're praying for you and the family, Bobby, and we hope you guys get through it. So I'm gonna play one of Bobby's hits tonight, just in remembrance of him and Bobby Christina. But when we come back, like I said, we got hits. We got somebody on the line. It could be another family member. It's D-Fam Thursday on the DL Radio Network. Man, let me hit. You know what? I'm kind of thinking out loud right now. Let me holler at my man Ed Sheeran, and we'll be back.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still feel less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. all but gone and my memory fades. And the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same.
hitting up next to you right here on the D'Alba Radio Network, D-Fam Thursday. The D'Alba family is in the building. That's why we call it D-Fam Thursday. And you know we're getting in. My man Jason Derulo, Want to Want Me, Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, playing all the hits. You know how we do it on the D'Alba Radio Network right here on blogtalkradio.com. Look here, D-Slade in the building. I got my girl, Miss Fabulous, A-Town. I said it's D-Fam Thursday, and another one of my family members of the D'Alba Radio Network family, she's a family member to the network. She's a phenomenal radio host on Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays. Ladies and gentlemen, my girl, my sis, Diva Ebony B. EB, what's happening?
Tease King. Welcome back, family. Miss Fabulous. Hey, Queen Salute. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Diva?
I'm doing good. Poetic Justice up in this thing. What a wonderful show to be back on air. It is time to turn up, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to turn up. Turning up big time. We're gonna get in with a whole different topic, a whole lot of different topics tonight. But right now, I wanna talk about the police situation. Is definitely gonna take a little bit, so we're gonna talk about that a little later. But right now, I don't know what's going on with these cats in Hollywood right now. You know, for the past, I want to say maybe the past year, there's been a lot of drama and a lot of controversy going on with Bill Cosby. I'm pretty sure everybody's heard about it. All my fam has heard about it. That, you know, supposedly so many women came out and admitted that and said that Bill Cosby forced them to have sex, and Bill Cosby made him, influenced them to have sex with him and different things like that. And I want to say, and I could be wrong, but I want to say I think the numbers may have went into the 70s, to the 60s and 70s. You know,
wow.
They're saying that it's a lot of women who's come out and said that. But there, you know, my thing is, I mean, of course, Bill Cosby, you know, iconic comedian and actor, and everybody was, you know, was shocked and was appalled when they heard about it. And because of the backlash and because of the situation, he was dropped from so many different things. The Cosby Show was in rotation, was in syndication, and they even dropped that out of syndication. And to me, when you think about that, now I feel like now the other actors are probably thinking like, well, damn, now I can't get my residual checks because of what's going on with this whole crazy situation. And since then, there's been articles and there's been information rotating around in social media and all over the media and internet that his wife came out and spoke about it and talked about her knowing about his infidelity and then him actually coming out and talking about getting some pills that he was supposedly going to use to influence women to have sex with him. So it's this whole big old thing right now, and I think that it's crazy, and a lot of people were taken up for him and defending him, and then all this other new information came out. Now a lot of people have to retract what they're saying because of it. You know, even a lot of different celebrities were getting backlash for their comments and them taking up for Mr. Cosby. Crazy. For our guest, EB, I mean, what you think?
I mean, first and foremost, I want to say this. It's a lot of side chick behavior going on with this whole situation. First, it was 35. Now it's up to 70. It's a lot of, and one particular one I'm paying attention to is Janet. I don't believe her at all. I don't believe nothing that she say out her mouth. Because a lot of these women who's come out, if you were raped or drugged or something like this happened, why wait now? Am I saying that Bill Cosby was, you know, unfaithful to his wife, or is this a possibility that it can be done and he had done this? Yes, he probably did. But all these people coming out and saying, oh, he drugged me, he raped me, he this, 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 and that, so forth, and when the numbers is climbing, And I'm thinking about how high profile Bill Cosby is.
Absolutely.
We can cut that number all the way in half, and then really focus on it. Now he may have cheated on his wife or infidelity. His wife should just sit back and close her mouth. Some things you don't even need to be commenting on, because you just made the situation worse, boo boo.
I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad.
She should have not said anything. You know, with him going through this whole progress and his backlash and whatnot. I remind you, before this whole thing came out about Bill Cosby drugging these women and carrying on, Bill Cosby was making power moves in the community for Black African Americans. He was really putting money on to give us opportunities to move forward. So he was gaining a whole lot of leeway, but you know, the elite society does not like that. So somehow,
PJ,
some way, we got to find a way to bring him down.
PJ, Ms. Fabulous, what you think?
Wow. Being that I am a stand-up comedian, actor, and activist, I'm really sad for Bill Cosby in this regard, and I have to kind of piggyback off what my sister was saying in terms of we're focusing more so on allegedly what he has done not so well, or the things that he may have possibly done to hurt women or people in general. However, we negate to include the things that he has done for the community.
Right.
And again, why wait so late? Sometimes our agenda can be meant for evil, you know, and I think some people will follow the bandwagon just to say, oh, look at me, look at me. And I'm not taking anything away from the fact that these alleged accusations may or may not have taken place. However, time heals all wounds, but sometimes there are more than one active participant in circumstances such as these. I think that people are hating on the sweater, and that's my commentary.
No doubt. A-Town, what you think, bro?
Well, first of all, you got to separate the man's life and his actions. And not, let me explain that. Sometimes we try to negate the good people do based on what we consider the evil. And it doesn't work that way. You've done what you've done. So the millions he's given to Black colleges, what he's done for education, what the Cosby Show did for the Black image in America, what Sad Albert did for Black kids growing up seeing somebody who looks like them and the lessons and all of that. I will never take that away from him. I will never allow anybody to tarnish that part of it. Now, what happened over here, I'm not sure. I have a lot of doubts about the numbers because, yeah, maybe like it was like 8 or 9 women and they didn't come out. Yeah, but like you said, it's getting into like, you know, the crazy numbers. And just the likelihood of all of those women, not one of them saying anything or pressing any charges or going anywhere, you know, and I understand that, you know, from what they said, some of it was sealed before. But a lot of this looks to me, like she said, bandwagon. There, you know, there might be some truth in it, but I don't think it is what is being made to look out like now. But, you know, again, that's all speculation on my part. What I know is what the brother did. I will pass my judgment when I believe the truth has come out. And until then, I'll just say, you know, if he did it, you know, it's a sad day for him because people are going to attempt to destroy his legacy based, you know, on his lesser moments. But like I said, man, I don't know any Black person who wasn't happy and happy to be Black when the Cosby's were out. And I don't know any little kid who saw Fat Albert who wasn't happy to see, you know, sometimes the only Black image on there. Then, I mean, next thing you know, you got the, you know, the Brown Hornet and Stinger. You know what I'm saying? He did so much. And then, you know, spins off from the different world and all this other kind of stuff. He actually helped shape the international and the global paradigm for Black families in America with those two shows. So, you know, it's a pitiful day. It's a pitiful day if it's true, but I will still be appreciative of the genius of him, you know. And my thing is this, and I say this all the time, if everybody was judged by their lesser moments and the base part of their lives, and that's it, then none of us would be worthy of love, of anything. I mean, you know, you can't just take people's lesser moments and then and make that who he is. You know, so
that's real.
That's where I'm at. You know, and for all the women who might say something, it's like, you know, I don't get into this thing where, you know, one type of abuse or rape or molestation or whatever you want to call it is worse than the other. You know, and I can't belittle the brother, you know, for what he did and act like he didn't do it. Like, pulling up the Cosby Show was one of the dumbest things on the planet, especially with the way the black family's looking now.
That's
and,
real.
You know, I just don't get it.
You know what? I agree with you about, you know, how if people focus on everybody's lesser moments, then we wouldn't be deserving of a lot of different things. And I want to speak on something I heard a Method Man say, and he was kind of going in on a rant about that particular topic. But I agree, man. Bill Cosby has done a whole lot. I can't really judge that man until you know, something solid has come out, and you know, and he's spoken himself about the situation and about whatever's going on and whatever it is that they're going to do about it. All I know is I try to remember the good man that Bill Cosby is and the things that he's done. I mean, just last week, you know what I'm saying, just to remember Bill Cosby, I went out and got me some Jell-O pudding pops, you know what I'm saying, and I was eating the Jell-O pudding pops, you know, and for some reason I found myself getting butt naked. I don't know why, you know what I'm saying, something was telling me to get butt naked when I was eating the Jell-O pudding. I refused to listen to it, though.
Yo.
I refused to listen to it, you know what I'm saying, and I just kept eating my Jell-O pudding pops, you know what I'm saying, that's all I'm saying. But you know what, though, to talk about that, though, I was looking at a video that someone had posted, and they were talking to Method Man, and he was going in on a serious rant, and he was going ham on World Star Hip Hop, the website. He was talking about Wendy Williams and different entities like them, who it seems like all they do is focus on the negatives that people do or the negatives that celebrities do. And he was going ham on it. He said, you know, they full of this and they full of BS, and you know, he hate them. And he was saying how, you know, he spoke on how I've done so many different things for my community. And you know, he spoke on something in particular that he did for a boys football team and different things like that. He said, you don't see none of them talking about nothing like that. He says, but let me slap somebody or spit in somebody's face and watch how fast they start talking about it. You know, and I mean, and I understand what the brother was saying.
Well, Wendy need to go ahead and come out, Larry. Everybody knows she a man. So let's just put that out there.
There we go. You know,
I really
mean, that's all I'm saying. Just check the Adams
everybody
apple. Else. Just check the Adams apple.
Yeah, everybody's talking about Caitlyn. Somebody need to congratulate Whitney.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
Yeah.
You said that. You said that. I just want to say real quick. I just want to say real quick before we go into another music break. I just want to say real quick. I love sports. Okay, I love sports. I love football. You know, basketball. You know, baseball, different types of sports. I think the ESPYs, they tend to recognize great athletes and great moments in sports. I'm trying to understand why the ESPYs thought that it was important for Caitlyn Jenner to get up there and talk about that whole situation, because I didn't know how that was related to sports.
Wow.
I really didn't understand that.
It's probably because sports is being judged now by the lesbian and gay people who are being involved in it and their acceptance of it. And, you know, I guess like D.L. Hughley was commenting, you know, I don't see the bravery in it. And I'm just going to be for real. He did it at a time when his career was over. He had absolutely nothing to lose. He's a reality TV star. And as you see, once he did what he did, he got a reality TV show that led into it. So I don't see anything he stood to lose from doing the transgender thing at this time. Now, see how they came out at a time when he was a decathlete, and his you know, he was on the Wheaties box, and you know, all his money could have left him. Then but I mean, it's like the Asian proverb: only the man with his feet off the ground has a fear of falling. He had no fear of falling. He had nothing to lose. His fortune is set. How much money he has, it has. The contract that he has with the Kardashians and the other shows wasn't going anywhere based on what he did, because it was their contract and he is involved in it. So I don't see the bravery in it. Matter of fact, you know, I think it would be anti-bravery because he waited till he didn't have anything to lose to do it.
I mean, I look at it like this. I mean, you're right. You're right, A-Town. He used to be on the Wheaties box. Now he's on the Special K box. I really don't know what's going on with that. I just want to say though, for real. You made a point. You made a point though when you talk about DL. And look, DL's a fool, man. And I remember him. He was on The View, and he was talking about that. And they were asking him about that, and they were saying that. He says, look. He says, I don't understand why everybody's trying to say that Serena Williams looked like a man. He says, I don't know what Katz is talking about. He says, and he says, people must be taking drugs or losing their minds, because he says, when I look at Serena Williams, he says, I don't think man. He says, look, when I look at Serena Williams, he says, I get aroused. You know, he says, I get aroused. I want her. He says, when I look at Caitlyn Jenner, he says, me and her might get into a fight. That's all I'm just saying, though. You know what I'm saying? He talked about one of the young ladies who had the same type of operation that's on the TV series, Orange is the New Black. And he talked about how that individual looks amazing, like, you know, from whatever transformation that she went through. He says, she looks amazing. He says, now, she got the premium package. Caitlyn Jenner went to Earl Shot. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I mean, that's all we're saying, though. You gotta pick your battles. You know, that's all I'm saying. Pick your battles.
Wow.
I don't even want to dignify that ignorance with a response. I'm just saying, if anybody who knows Serena is listening, or Serena is listening, you are a beautiful sister. And any fool that can't see that don't deserve the eyes that he has in his head.
There
that
it is.
That sister is wonderful.
There it is.
And what happened is, you know, this is probably something that he had in his heart for a long time, you know, that he couldn't say as a man. You know what I'm saying? And he's probably envious of her and her beauty and her shape and her voluptuousness. And that was a way to try to degrade her. And bring up, but I don't even know if he actually said it, because, you know, I don't know the media outlets, you know, there wasn't enough reporting where I know if it was real. But anybody who would compare Bruce Jenner to Serena is an idiot. And I said it. Question your intelligence and your ability to see. You know,
that's like comparing oodles and noodles to like fettuccine. You can't do that. That's stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
that's like going to the Texas Roadhouse Steakhouse and asking if they sell steak. I mean, I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you want.
I mean, Serena is winning all over the board. Serena winning all over the board. She winning everything. She's staying on top of her game year after year, game after year. She's winning. She's winning, whether it be physical, mentally, emotional, financially. She is winning. So that is going to come.
Even if she was losing, she's fine. She ain't going to never win a match. She's fine.
Look,
but you know what? Sometimes...
Look, anybody who thinks that Serena Williams looks like a man, they got that Ray Charles glaucoma. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Sometimes that what we don't understand, we'll come back with an undermining statement. So secretly, maybe he wants to be Serena. Who knows?
Oh, there it is.
Who will ever know?
You know,
yeah.
Maybe he wants some rackets.
Yeah, that is very true.
Tennis
rackets, yeah.
See on it, you know?
Right. Maybe he wants some junk in his trunk. I don't know. Or she, excuse me.
There it is. Uh-oh.
Either or, you know, full lips or what have you, cocoa burning skin, you know, we have melanin and we have, you know, accentuates, you know, body parts and things of that nature that we didn't have to purchase or put on layaway or make away or create or customize. Yeah, it's natural. So, yeah.
That's that birthday cake and cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Right. Boom. What you want?
Oh, there it is. Jiffy.
We got
Jiffy
that
mix.
Birthday cake and cornbread is natural over
mix.
Here.
That's
while
it.
They are over there killing themselves with them injections.
You know?
But you know,
yeah,
Jim just got divorced from his husband, so you know, he need to recruit somehow. So
we messing with Jiffy Mix, they messing with Stove Top Stuff, and that's all I'm saying. Look here.
You ain't never lied.
We got a DL Radio Network, Peace Late. My girl, Miss Fabulous, A-Town, my girl, Diva Ebony B in the building. We got a couple more hits. When we come back, we're gonna touch on the whole police situation that's going on right now. I'm gonna kick off the old school double play for you guys, do my little tribute to my man Bobby Brown, and we're gonna close the show off with something special that I wanna discuss with my fam. But welcome back, D-Fam Thursday. You know how we do it, DL Radio Network. I got my girl Jill Scott in the building, and for all you that who are residing in Arizona that's listening, if you don't know, Jill Scott is coming to Comerica Theater August 28th, and she's gonna tear up the whole Comerica Theater. So if you're in Arizona, you're in AZ on August 28th, make sure you guys go out and check her out. I myself will be there, you know, kicking it with the lovely Miss Jill Scott. So definitely make sure you guys get your tickets and make sure you guys go check her out and support Miss Jill Scott. Speaking of that, she's talking about Fool's Gold right now on D-Fam Thursday. Oh, yeah, you know we coming back.
Oh, silly me, my dad, thinking that you'd stay. Gave you my heart and then you ran away. You're playing me, but it seems we were never really meant to be. So I thought I would try something new. I wanted to find out if I could live happy without you. And it turned out I wasn't living at all. Oh, I can't believe I ever believed in you. You had me chasing fool's gold. I was chasing fool's gold. I was chasing fool's gold. Somewhere deep down inside I knew you wasn't right. But breaking the spell was a plan I never devised. Furthermore,
true. Oh, I can't believe I ever believed in you. You had me chasing fool's gold. I was chasing fool's gold. I was chasing fool's gold.
I know my rent was gonna be laid about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club and have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
Ooh, I want the time of my life.
It's worldwide.
Oh, baby. Ooh.
Tender, line up some sides, cause I'ma get loose tonight. She's on fire, she's so hot, I'm no liar. She burned up the spot, look like Mariah. I took another shot, told her drop, 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 drop it like it's hot. Dirty talk, dirty dance. She a freaky girl, and I'm a freaky man. She on the rebound, broke up with an ex, and I'm like Rodman, ready on deck. I told her wanna ride out, and she said yes. We didn't go to church, but I got blessed.
I knew my rent was gonna be late. But I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club and have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
Ooh.
Wanna see that thing drop from the back to the front to the top. You know me, I'm off in the cut, always like a squirrel looking for a nut. This is up for show, I'm not talking about luck, I'm not talking about love, I'm talking about lust. Now let's get loose, have some fun, forget about bills in the first of the month. It's my night, your night, our night, let's turn it up.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though.
Everybody going through tough times. Believe me, been there, done that. But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The Hour Radio Network, D Slate in the building, D Fan Thursday. You know, we're doing it. We're making it happen like we always do. Miss Fabulous in the building, my man, my brother A-Town, my sis Diva Ebony B. We getting it in with you guys tonight. That was my man Pitbull featuring Neo with Time of Our Lives. Shout out to my baby. I know she was getting a boogie on when she heard that. You know how we do it, just getting it in, making it happen. I want to talk about real quick about the whole police brutality phenom that's going on. And I say phenom because it seems to be all over the media lately. And I know that a lot of people are trying to put a lot of different law enforcement officers on blast because of their behavior and the different things that they're doing. And it's not just regular individuals that are posting videos, it's celebrities that are doing it too. So it's definitely, that's the reason why I use the word phenom that's going on right now, because it's definitely seemed to be the topic of a lot of social media discussion and a lot of, you know, coffee table talk and, you know, boiler room talk, if you will. But everybody's talking about it. And I'm going to give my opinion about what I think is going on, just to kind of put that on everybody's dome. So because a lot of people probably haven't looked at it the way I'm about to speak on it right now. So just in case they probably didn't, this is something one time for your mind. Now, there's a lot of videos being posted about police, you know, killing young people and beating them, and it seems to be a lot of the focus seems to be on African Americans, you know, and Black Americans, and it's showing a lot of individuals and a few other celebrities too. Minorities as well. They've shown videos of Hispanics and everything like that getting the same type of treatment, but it seems the majority seem to be African American. But they've been showing a lot of videos of young brothers and sisters getting beat down and getting shot at and tased and so many different things. Now, me personally, this is just my take, just my personal opinion, my personal take on it. But I look at it like this. When you think about white supremacy white racism, and when you think about bigotry and racism, they can't do the type of things that they used to do back in the day. They can't come at us with that type of racism as to the way they did it back in the day. So times have changed, mindsets have changed, society has changed. So they're not able to do those things or say those things anymore like they used to. I mean, just look at Paula Deen and the type of backlash she got just using the N-word. So it's not like that anymore. They can't get away. White supremacy can't get away with those type of things anymore. So I think that what's going on is they took it to the next level. And what they've done is they put those individuals in police uniforms and in the police academies and put them on the police forces. So now they feel like now, with them being a part of law enforcement, they can get away with some of the things that they used to do before, or get away with the type of aggression they probably always wanted to display but weren't able to do it as a regular civilian. Now, I think that, you know, that has a lot to do with why it seems like a lot of the focus seems to be on, you know, minorities and the over abuse and the type of response that they're getting just from simple traffic stops and simple questioning that we've been seeing on a lot of the videos that they've been posting. Ms. Fabulous, what you think?
Oh, wow. This really deep. I'm sorry I was engrossed into a different mindset right now. If I may be able to kind of include something that's kind of relevant, but for those listeners out there, especially in the Virginia area, there's a missing girl at this time. So I do apologize, DeSlate and the DeSlate family right now in Suffolk, Virginia. We have a 14-year-old runaway girl, which the police are currently looking for at this time. Her life may be in danger. She's been abducted from her home, promised by a man who offered her a modeling contract. So if you see this young lady, please refer to your media sites at this time so we can bring this young lady home in Suffolk, Virginia, which is really, really like 10 minutes outside of where I am right now in Virginia Beach, Virginia. To refer back to your commentary, it's a really sticky subject for me personally. I work somewhat in that field, however, and I've been affected through a personal note with having a friend as a police officer that was lost his life. I don't really want to comment too much, but I think it's not more so a problem that needs to be focused upon. We can't get away from, you know, racism and bigotry. This is something that's really relevant, and this is something that's not going to go away. It's gotten worse, and it will continue to get worse. Closed mouths that don't refer to a solution are basically a part of the problem. And I think I will just leave my commentary there. But it is an epidemic that affects, in particularly African Americans, but knowledge is power. And I'll defer to the next person.
Ebony B, what you think, sis?
Well, I definitely, looking at the police brutality that's going on now, the first thing from my personal opinion is when I see these officers assaulting men, women, children, and killing people is back to what you said as far as white supremacy. But then you got to think about, when I was sitting back thinking, like, wait a minute, a lot of these officers are misinformed. They're given an authority, but they don't have proper training. How could you go to training for 6 to 8 months? It takes a lawyer, what, 6, 7 years to get a degree to pass the bar? But here you have these people, that's about, you know, 6 to 8 months or a year of training. How could you properly know the law and be able to enforce the law when there's something being done wrong? As far as the videos that's been coming up, all the social media and things that's being exposed, good. The internet is being known to be an evil tool, but it can be used for good at a time because it's exposing those people. And since these acts of crime and police brutality has been exposed, it has caused a lot more people to not just wake up and get aware, but to do something about it. We're doing something about it now. And the generation, the younger generation now, they say, oh, the younger generation is so aggressive and so, you know, bad and this, this, and this, and that, and so forth. But shout out to the younger generation for doing something about it. Because the generation before, what did we do? We let it happen, huh? You know, we're just going to be okay. No, the younger generation is fighting back, which is applying the same fear that they implied into us, but letting them know, you're not going to do this. You're not going to kill me, kill my kids, kill my father, and then turn around and make fun of me when I don't have a father because you killed him, remember? Now, with the indictments that's been going on, I've been seeing a lot of officers being charged with murder, attempted murder, indictments and whatnot, a lot of the protesters. We can't stop. You got to work that thing to the very end until they are prosecuted. And a lot of people feel some type of way and say, oh, well, they didn't go to jail. But best believe that their pockets was hurt. You really want to get somebody, you get to their pockets. You take their livelihood for them. And then they have to come down to a lower level than where you are and live in the means where you are. Then how will you survive?
Right,
but as far as the
definitely.
Police brutality that's going on, oh, yeah, keep kicking up. Don't be so quiet and humble. Keep kicking up, letting these people know that you are not going to be using us, our sons, our daughter, as target practice. And there are good police, policemen and women out there. I will say that.
Absolutely.
There are some good people because if you think about it, they sign up to risk their life. They coming to take care of your domestic affairs. They're seeing these rapes of these kids and these people murdered and finding these, all these missing kids in messed up situations. But for the ones who are out there, we are making a statement and letting it alone that we will not tolerate it and we will shoot to kill. And I'm just going to get my piece right there.
There it is. A-Town, what you think, bro?
Well, contrary to popular belief, this ain't nothing new. When I was growing up, I was taught how to deal with police. Not so we don't get arrested, but just so you make it home. You know, it was a different thing. So people are talking about this stuff like it's brand new. And then they might show the Latinos or, you know, the whites getting it done. Now, Latinos have been catching it since they've been over here, too. But the truth of the matter is, there's been an epidemic of injustice and violence against people of color since we stepped on this continent, in this country. And matter of fact, we were brutalized before we came over here. But it was never a big deal made of it, just like the drug epidemic, until it starts reaching beyond our neighborhoods. And then when it reaches beyond our neighborhoods, then they say it's a human thing. And it is a human thing, but you cannot ignore the disparity or the origin. Mass brutality was first carried out on the indigenous people. Then it was carried out on us. Then it was carried out on everybody else. The indigenous people are, they're not the numbers for them to even be catching it like everybody else is catching it. So when people talk about all this stuff, it's everybody, it is everybody. But there's a history of disparity, of violence and injustice that we've suffered that cannot be erased just because somebody else is getting their butt kicked too. And you can't deny that it's, you can't deny where it started or who the propensity of the violence is geared toward. And people try to ignore it, but there's a stereotype that is still carried with black folks. There's a racist attitude that is instituted as soon as we walk in the room. And truth be told, cops have been nutty from day one. I mean, and they're good cops. I have friends who are cops. And even those cops talk about the bad cops and said that there's enough bad ones that something needs to be done. And matter of fact, one of them said that they would take the flack that would come from bashing the police if it meant getting the bad ones out of the police. Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to it, like I said, this is not a new phenomenon. It's an old phenomenon that's just getting new light. And now everybody wants to be, you know, wow. But truth be told, this was happening for the last 500 years. And then when black folks said something, it was our word against theirs. And then we were labeled, you know, haters of the law and rabble rousers and liars.
Yep.
And now that you can't deny it, now they're trying to make excuses for it. And they're only indicting when they have to. Because some people are getting off. And then they use baiting, like, well, you know, that person smoked marijuana and this, that, and the other. There's legalized marijuana all across this country. Those people ain't going around killing and doing all this nutty stuff that they claim. And then the mental health thing, you know, but I'm going to stop. I'm just going to say this. I have a blog called Relationships, Race, and Gender. And then I wrote a blog, and I hadn't wrote in a minute, but I wrote one for this, and it's called Unarmed and Killed by the Police. And if you want, it's relationshipsraceandgender.blogspot.com. You can check it out. But that's my take on it. It's nothing new. It's old. And then it's just catching up. It's a case of the chickens coming home to roost, as Malcolm said.
There it is.
You know?
There it is.
And anybody who says anything else, I will sit down and have a historical debate with you based on the presentation of facts, and I will embarrass you. This is not anything new. It is disparity. And we need to understand that Black Lives Matter means that if you had taken care of it when it was happening to black folks, it wouldn't have spread to your behind. But don't act like it's an emergency now.
There it is.
Thanks, brother. Heard that beef.
All we do is pass around Jiffy Mix cornbread around here. Understand.
What was the blog again?
Understand.
Relationships, Race, and Gender, And then it's .blogspot.com, because, you know, Blogspot is a big thing from the blogs from, okay. From Gmail. So it's Relationships, Race, and Gender, and then .blogspot.com. And I'll say this, man. I saw a cop put a gun to the back of my brother's head for doing what the cop told him to do. And then when my brother was like, what are you doing? You told me to do it. The cop said, next time, tell me before you're going to do what I tell you.
Wow.
Yeah, that make a lot of sense.
Yeah, so this ain't new to me. I mean, and we got stopped literally because we drove down the wrong street. And we looked suspicious because we... That's it.
We always fit the description, but I mean, I could tell.
We are the description.
I could tell many, many stories about you know, situations, you know, growing up on the streets of Chicago and situations I've had with many different things like that. But as I said before, you know, we drop the knowledge on you guys all the time, and it's just something, you know, just a little bit for your ear, a little tidbit for your ear. And things to think about, you know, about what's going on around you. And I want to say prayers and shout out. Prayers definitely goes out to a lot of the families who's endured the brutality and the deaths behind this old phenomenon. Just keep your heads up and keep the prayer going and just stay together. Stay together on the situation and keep fighting back, because if you lay down, you know, they ain't going to do nothing but walk on you anyway. But if you stand up and fight back, ain't nobody got a reason to walk on you. I just want to say real quick, I want to thank everybody for definitely tuning in and hanging out with us tonight on our welcome back reopening of the D-Hour Radio Network. A lot of different shows and interviews, amazing interviews that will be announced in the coming days and weeks. So definitely make sure you guys stay tuned and keep your ears and eyes out for that. I want to let my peeps talk about real quick the things that are going on with them, so you guys can make sure you keep up with them and what's going on with them. And I'm going to end the show off tonight with my old school double play and also my tribute to Bobby Brown. PJ, let everybody know what's going on with you.
Well, absolutely. Thank you once again for allowing us to come back on a platform that is much needed. I believe we are in our fifth year here at the D-Hour Show Radio Network, so this is super awesome. Happy National Radio Day for all of our listeners, all our broadcasters, radio hosts, MC Cyphers, and the beat goes on. In terms of what I'm doing, I am multifaceted. I am in an upcoming stage play here in Virginia. I am playing the role of a CPS worker. Actually got a couple of film projects on the table by way of producing Precinct 757, as well as the Funnyville Show sketch comedy. We're coming to a local television station near you. In addition, we're also preparing for Making Strides Breast Cancer Walk, the Out of Darkness to Prevention Walk, as well as the NAMI Mental Illness Walk. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we are approaching the 20-year Million Man March coming up in this October. So a lot of great things to come, celebrations as well as advocacies. And remember, you have to continue to do what you're doing, because you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. So check me out on Facebook, Poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, Justice.
A-Town, what's going on with you, bro?
Well, True Game is finally done. It's slated to come out in November. If you want to get a sneak peek, you can go to truegame.relationshipcookbook.com. Of course, I got the blog coming out that I'm going to be doing on a regular basis, which is Relationship, Race, and Gender at blogspot. And I'm actually going to start doing counseling, man, and going back into public speaking, you know, and helping people with their relationships and also dealing with some of these social matters, man. So look for me around. If you want to book me, just hit me at anthony@relationshipcookbook.com. You know, we can discuss a price and a topic, and we can do it. And if you're looking for counseling, you know, we can. I do video counseling. So if you got Skype, Gmail, video, whatever you want to do, you can hit me up at anthony@relationshipcookbook.com, and then we can work that out. Prices are negotiable.
No doubt. That's my brother, A-Town, and like I said before, make sure you guys check them out. Keep your ears and eyes out for my sis, Miss Fabulous, PJ, Poetic Justice. She got a lot of things going on, as well as myself. You know, the DL Radio Network is back. We got a lot of great things that's going to be happening with the shows. You know, just keep your ears and eyes out, as well as I myself is going to be working on dropping a my nonprofit organization out there real soon. So keep your eye, keep your ears and eyes out for that, as well as I will be working on some different things for my film production company, different things I'm going to be working on real soon. So make sure you guys keep your ears and eyes out. I'm definitely going to keep you guys in tune to what's going on and put out that information so you guys can keep up with everybody on the network. Shout out to CK, my man Elio, Lamont Ferguson, you know, Poetic Lace, Brock Gunny Samson, you know, Red Child, all my hosts and all my peeps of the network, you know, we getting it in, and the new seasons and the new network is going to be on fire. So definitely make sure you guys get ready. Again, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in with us and hanging out with us tonight. You know, the reopening of the DL Radio Network, DFAM Thursday. Keep your ears out for Celebrity Thursday. We got some big things going on with that as well. The Covenant Cafe, the I Got Something to Say show, the Tuesday spot is dropping once again. So, yeah, it's going down. So just, you know, a Nod Your Head Radio, it's going down. So make sure you guys keep it up. Keep a lookout for that. Right now, I want to say peace to everybody. Keep your heads up. You know, don't let what's going on and around you and what's going on in America, can, you know, get you down. You got to just keep your head up and keep working hard to, and striving to be the great people that you really want to be, and continue to be positive and support each other, because everybody definitely needs support. So make sure you continue to do that. Right now, I want to end off the show with the old school double play, the Stylistics. I got some Confunction. And also, you know, a tribute to my man Bobby Brown. You know, peace to Bobby Brown and the Bobby Brown family and Whitney Houston's family. Condolences for your loss. And we hope you guys can get through it with prayer and support from the families. And be safe, be good. We'll see you guys next time. The DL Radio Network. Let's go.
just do.